God's word is fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Tonight, good character and integrity. Why is it so important? Yeah, don't be a pushover again. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You know, how do we live with good character and integrity? And why are they so important in our lives? Well, we'll take a look at that tonight. We also see in James 5:12, which says, above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Find us online, again, at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Tonight I'll be sharing with you a bit out of Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. This resource is available not only in paperback, but on Kindle at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Just a few questions in this resource. Is homosexuality a sin? Who is Jesus? Why do bad things happen to good people? And, of course, the ever popular, why does God allow suffering? Tonight, I'll take a look at why our good character and integrity so important. Again, by our author for Worldview Warriors, Katie Erickson, and blogger, speaker as well. So glad she's a part of the ministry, along with so many others. But let's dig right into this. I would think we would all agree that good character and integrity are important in life. But the question of why these are important has a few different answers, depending on the authority in your life. Friends, when I use the word authority in this way, I don't mean an authority like the government or your parents who make rules for you. We all have an authority in our lives, whether we acknowledge it or not. Our authority is whatever we use to make decisions in life. Basically, what defines our worldview. Again, Worldview Warriors, that's where we get our name. Having a biblical worldview, equipping and encouraging students, parents, and grandparents to reach out to those who, well, are not a part of the kingdom of God, but also to grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. How do you know what's right and wrong? Well, your authority tells you. Whether that's the laws of society or the Bible or something else entirely. For me, the Bible is my authority because that is how I know what God wants me to do and not do in my life. You see, God created the universe. So there's no one better to learn the rules from at all. Before we can understand why these traits are important, we need to understand what they are. Character is defined as the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Good character, then, would be having good mental and moral qualities. Integrity is defined as the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. So let's go back to the question again. Why are good character and integrity so important? One answer for why good character and integrity are so important is because of selfishness. Friends, think about it. We all want those around us to have good character and integrity, right? So then they'll treat us well and we benefit. If someone around you does not have integrity and they rip you off, you get mad and upset, right? People with bad character and lack of integrity are negative influences on our lives. Whether because they treat us poorly or because those characteristics rub off on us. Also, we also often live our lives with good character. So people will look at us and see how good we are, selfishly wanting to be praised for what we do and how we live. We are all humans, friends, and experience such selfish desires. But if God is our authority rather than the world, is that what he wants for us? Friends, if your authority is the God of the Bible, then your attitude about good character and integrity should be different. The message of the Bible is that we should be like Jesus, who is the prime example of good character and integrity for our lives. We want to be just like Jesus to honor God, you know, the one who created, redeemed, and sustains us. If we live our lives with good character and integrity, we honor God and glorify him through our lives. If, on the other hand, though, we live with immoral or bad character and lack of integrity, then God is dishonored. As followers of Jesus Christ, our goal is to give God glory and to let him be seen through us. And this can only happen if we live with good character and integrity. But how do we live with good character and integrity? Well, friends, I'm planning to dig into that in just a bit. Before we get to that, though, wanted to share with you something. It's one of our fast casts. Have that coming your way here shortly. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's Do Not Keep Silent. .com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Have you ever been so busy that you don't know which way is up or down? Have you ever been so busy for the kingdom of God that you are actually not doing much earthly good? You're busy running church or school activities or trying to do your homework in order to please your teachers and family with good grades. Or maybe you're just busy trying to get into that perfect college or busy with your job. Now, don't get me wrong. Being busy isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can, however, divert our focus away from God and his desires for your life. To dig more into this, find my blog post, which is titled, God's Will or My Dream.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
I praise God that he sent me an amazing woman into my life who is a very strong-willed Christ follower and yet also understands the importance of working together as a team in our marriage. This means that even when she thinks my leading might be too tough or strong, she still honors my decision because we made decisions together long before we got into the situation. We believe character is not built in trials. Character is tested in trials. It is built before the trial begins. To dig more into this idea, go check out our blog post titled Discipline, written by Jason DeZurich.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. www.goodcharacter.org. When I left you, I was asking, you know, how do we live with good character and integrity? Get to that here in just a bit. Just again, if your authority is the God of the Bible, then your attitude about good character and integrity should not be selfish. The message of the Bible is that we should be like Jesus, who is the prime example of good character and integrity for our lives. We want to be like Jesus to honor God, you know, the one who created, redeemed, and he sustains us. Friends, if we live our lives with good character and integrity, we honor God and glorify him through our lives. Again, how do we live with good character and integrity, though? There are some basic rules to follow for good character that are given in Exodus 21 through 17. They're also known as the Ten Commandments, and I encourage you to go read those, get them in you. And they're not the Ten Suggestions, they're commands. A verse that sums up integrity pretty well is James 5:12. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. If integrity is the quality of being honest, then this is the best way to do that. When you say yes, mean yes. When you say no, mean no. Stick to your word, and more importantly, stick to God's word and Jesus' example of how to live on this earth. If people see your word is good, then they will see your integrity. And God will be glorified in and through that. So, why are good character and integrity so important? Well, if your authority is the world, then it's so we can selfishly be treated well. And so people then can look at us as good people. If your authority is God and his word, then it's so God can receive glory through our lives. Dear friends, how are you living your life? Are you trying to give glory to yourself or give God the glory? Again, tonight, taking a look at why good character and integrity are so important and sharing with you out of tough questions, biblical answers to life's challenges. Again, other questions that this resource looks at, again, available in paperback and Kindle. What is the purpose to life? Why do Christians claim that Jesus is the only way to heaven? And why do bad things happen to good people? There's many other questions in here. Again, it's available in paperback and Kindle. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Makes a great graduation gift for the graduate in your life. I thank Katie Erickson for putting this all together. Again, let's take a really quick look at the book of James again. James 5:12 says, above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. And friends, this is such wisdom. Again, that's James 5:12. It says, do not keep silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. As many of us, if not all of us, know, you know, over the last 2 years, things have just been crazy, not just in our state, not just in our town, not just in, well, our country, but the whole world. And it seems as if we're, well, finally getting to a point of realizing that there are mindsets going on in the world. I would contend there are two very different mindsets going on in the world. About 2 years ago, when this whole thing started, back in April, I decided to share something regarding what is your mindset in through the time we were going in. And I still think it's, well, very much for today as well. What is your mindset? So I'd like to share this with you. It's something from 2 years ago, but very pertinent for today. And this is, do not keep silent.
You know, over the past few weeks, we've seen two very different mindsets rearing their heads in public. You know, it really is easy to post cute and positive quotes from great people in history, or even some encouraging and uplifting songs, maybe some scripture verses, and think to ourselves, you know what, we're really living our lives in this way. But I really encourage you to think, are we really? You know, it's easy to share or talk about living a life without fear. But once the rubber hits the road, or if you will, the fecal matter hits the fan, how are we really living? Do we get anxious and fear, or do we choose to rejoice in the difficulty? I think it's safe to say that most people know or realize that things in this life are going to be difficult. But what is our mindset throughout that trial? You see, you can whine or complain or make excuses through a trial, or you can be joyful through the facing of it. But that doesn't mean we have to like what is happening to us. You see, we have a choice to make. Are we willing to face a difficulty head on, knowing that bad things could happen, but trusting in God that no matter what the trial brings, and no matter what the outcome is, we will rejoice in the Lord? If our plans are changed, and we don't know why or how this could happen, how do we deal with this outcome? What is our attitude? Now, please note, I am not implying in the least, if you think you are being wronged over and over and over again, that you should just take it without making changes in your life. For instance, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ and work in retail, and you're worried about getting sick, I would ask, why are you worried, and what are you worried about? Believe me, I am not judging you. I'm trying to encourage you in your faith in Christ. You know, are Christ's words true or not? You have to decide. And if some of you might be thinking, well, I don't want to get sick, okay, then here's just one option for you to consider. Quit your job and find a new way to bring income into your life. You see, you really do have choice. And you're not a slave. Well, more than likely, at least right now, you're not a slave at your job. You see, Jesus said in Matthew, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. Really not much more loathe you, you little faith. So, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. It's Matthew 6:25-34, if you want to go look that up. And one last thing as I get out of here. Friends, the kingdom of God is not a place. The kingdom of God is a mindset. It is a spiritual awakening. It really is a lifestyle. My name is Jason DeZurich, president of Worldview Warriors. Appreciate you watching this video. You can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org.
And I do encourage you to go there, worldviewwarriors.org. Thank you so much for being with me tonight here for Do Not Keep Silent. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And when you get to Worldview Warriors there, many resources available now. Not just our blog, not just our podcast. Also, many books available in paperback and Kindle. I mean, I'm looking here right now. Many are available. Great gifts for graduations coming up for the graduate in your life. Again, Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. That's available there, again, in paperback and Kindle. Also, another one. The God of the Psalms, a study on the attributes, character, and actions of God in the Psalms, written by Charlie Wilcott. I'll be sharing with you more on this resource later on. It's also available in paperback and Kindle as well. Thanks for being with me here. For Do Not Keep Silent, I do want to encourage you to find not just our blog, podcasts, but also our resources that are available in paperback and Kindle. This is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Just imagine where Israel would be today if Abraham would have given up on God and his promise that he made that Abraham would be a great nation. Even through the difficulties he faced, including some that were self-inflicted, he didn't give up and trusted in Almighty God. Friends, don't quit. Trust Almighty God in all that you do. If he really is Creator God, then you wouldn't even exist right now without him. Be thankful for him and the gift of life that he's given to you. Friends, find our blog post titled Don't Quit to dig into more on this idea today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Imagine, if you will, if Job would have quit and cursed God, but he didn't. We see God blessing Job's life even through great pain and suffering. Friends, we see in Job 42, verse 12, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. George Washington Carver said, "The secret of my success, it is simple. It is found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." If you'd like to dig into more on this idea, find our blog post that's titled, Don't Quit.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I'll be back with you next week. And again, you can find our Do Not Keep Silent podcast at donotkeepsilent.com and other information as well. As I got out of here too, just wanted to reminder regarding character and integrity and why it's so important. Friends, just, well, not very long ago, social media posted something on my home feed that, well, is helping me to see that that place has just become a cesspool of debauchery. Just had a sponsored ad in my feed talking not only about sex, but being very explicit in its explanation of what the product did, also with pictures. Just crazy. Why do I bring that up? Well, as we get out of here, friends, we need to pray and ask God for direction. We need to be in the world, not of the world. So how do we reach out to a dying world in love while still speaking out the truth? Consider that, friends, as we continue on here. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Thanks for being with me here. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com, and we'll see you next time. Don't be a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.